You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Anti-government protests are continuing in Iran. Unverified videos show students at the Islamic Azad University of Mashhad chanting, "I am a free woman." There have also been demonstrations in the northern cities of Rasht and Qazvin. Rights groups say shopkeepers have gone on strike in the hometown of Mahsa Amini, whose death in custody in September sparked the protests. British police say the firebombing of an immigration processing centre last Sunday was motivated by an extreme right-wing ideology. The attack in the English town of Dover was carried out by a man in his 60s. Police say they're treating the incident as terrorism. Here's Richard Galpin.
66-year-old Andrew Leake is believed to have killed himself at a nearby petrol station after throwing two or three crude incendiary devices at the Western Jetfoil site in Kent last Sunday. Counter-terrorism police said the attack was believed to be motivated by a terrorist ideology. Tim Jake, Senior National Coordinator for Counter-terrorism Policing, described it as a very worrying incident and said although nobody was seriously hurt, two people did sustain minor injuries.
A young Afghan woman who was severely injured in the suicide attack in September has passed her university entrance exams with high marks. Fasameh Amiri lost an eye and sustained severe injuries to her jaw and ear in the attack on a tuition centre in Kabul, which killed more than 50 people and injured dozens of others. Miss Amiri started studying again while recovering from her injuries and scored more than 85% in her exams. The man dubbed India's first voter has died, aged 105. Shyam Saran Negi was from the state of Himachal Pradesh, which opened its polling booths 5 months early for the 1952 election to avoid heavy snow. Mr. Negi had voted in every election since 1952. BBC News.